We will call the meeting to order for Monday, August 3rd. May I have a roll call, please?
Supervisor Friend?
Here.
Supervisor McPherson?
Here.
Councilmember Matthews?
Here.
Councilmember Reed? Councilmember Termini?
Here.
Councilmember Terrazas?
Here.
Citizen Campbell? Citizen Dexter?
Here.
Citizen Mosier?
Before we go any further, would you all rise and join me in a moment of silence for our friend and family gal? Thank you. Is there a motion to approve this evening's agenda? Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Record show that it is unanimous. Are there any oral communications from the public on items not on this evening's agenda? Seeing none, board members?
Well, I do have a question.
Yes.
Do you know, is the library planning anything in her honor?
I haven't heard directly from the family. There will be something, and I will be sure everyone knows as soon as something is announced.
Thank you. May I have a report from closed session from our council?
Yes. In closed session, the board gave direction to the council regarding a settlement in the case of Holloway versus Library Joint Powers Board. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Staff? On staff recognition?
Several wonderful people were recognized. None of them I see here tonight. I didn't see you, Kevin. I'm sorry. There's Kevin right there. He can stand for everyone who is recognized. Thank you very much.
We have a report from the Friends.
Hello, I'm Vivian Walter from Friends, and it's a short report again, slow summer. We just elected a New Year's slate of officers, and we had a presence at the Garfield Park celebration and Festival of the Book. Two of our chapters, La Selva and Scotts Valley, both had their book sales, and now we're just focusing on our fall fundraising campaign. And that said, we have a check here for Janice.
Love this part of the job.
Aren't they supposed to be really big?
Oh, yeah. Well, it has a lot of zeros. That
yes. Yeah, it does.
You want checks?
You might, excuse me, Mr. Chair. On rural communication sector, there is one thing I might, because I think it's happened since we met last. And we have purchased the Felton site. And very important thing. And pretty interesting at the end that we got done. And I thank Teal, too, for all his work for 3 years. Hold on, this literally years. It's going to be a warm fight for the library.
And we're welcoming Jim Reed. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you for the welcome.
Let's see, we'll move on to any member reports.
I have something.
Yes.
At the end of June, I had the privilege of attending the American Library Association meeting in San Francisco and represented the Santa Cruz Public Library. And I just want to say that there are a lot of very exciting things going on in public libraries, and we are right in the mix with all of them. And I was really happy to see that, gratified that, especially in the area of programs and collections and services, we're right in there with what other public libraries are doing across the country. The one area that we need attention will come as no surprise, and that is our buildings. And obviously, we're already looking at doing something about that. But there were a lot of sessions on the very exciting things that are going on in library buildings these days. So we have a wonderful opportunity once we get our funding in place to really make a difference in what our buildings can be.
Thank you. Any other member reports? Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Are there any items on the consent agenda that the public would like to pull or members of the board? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The vote is unanimous. On to staff reports. This is very exciting for me because for years and years and years, off and on this particular board, I've heard about the new bookmobile. Lo and behold, it's a reality.
It is. Well, it's about to be a reality. We, the beginning of the summer, we put out bids for a new bookmobile. We had 6 very interesting, very good responses. We chose a company that is fairly near for bookmobile builders in Colorado. It wasn't the lowest bid, but it is a low bid. It is coming under what we had budgeted for a new bookmobile. It will include a generator run by solar panels. It will be a bookmobile that it will be its own hot spot. It will be lower to the ground. It will be easier to get into. It's going to be about the same size as the one that we have now. It will go all the places it needs to go. It will be a biodiesel engine, so a strong engine, something that we can depend on, not necessarily what a natural gas would be for what we would demand of a
bookmobile. Is someone happy to pick it up, or do they deliver it?
We,
I'm trying.
You want to go? Well, we said we would decide that later, and it's just in Colorado, so we can talk.
Because that is a road trip.
Really? I mean, really, coming over the mountains and the bookmobile. Who would not want to do that? Maybe we could have a parade.
Too many people on that road trip would make it a party bus.
There you go. There you go.
Very good. So
it comes in at about $217,000. It will arrive completely white because we're going to have local artists and local business people put the actual design of the bookmobile on it. It will have its own spot in the courtyard, and we've got a little canopy over it to protect it. So all we need is the bookmobile.
Any questions, board members? Anyone from the public like to speak on the bookmobile?
About anything, or I just walked in?
Bookmobile. We just got past anything, but I'm going to give you an anything chance at the end of the meeting, too.
Thank you.
Okay, so no bookmobile comments. We'll bring it back. What's your pleasure?
Gratefully move approval.
Yes.
Second. All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? It's unanimous. And by the way, we've been saving up for this bookmobile for a long,
yes,
long time.
Yes, we have.
We'll go on to written communications. Any questions on the written communications?
10 other business. Please.
I'm sorry, I missed it. I see the word city county hyphenated. It just you have a report on the status of the Santa Cruz City County Library System, please.
Deborah, there she is.
And thank
you
for the report,
everyone.
Deborah. It was wonderful.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I'm Deborah Barrow, Transition Advisor for the Library System. At your June 8th meeting, I presented an oral report with my findings on the status of the library system. You now have the written report, so I'm here this evening in case you have questions or comments, and requesting that you accept the report. My conclusions are the same. They're reached by the various meetings that I had that are described in the report. And the library agreement and the maintenance of effort had been the biggest challenge for the library system, but there's been quite a bit of progress on these, and nearly all of the future decisions for the library system rest on the processes that are occurring now in the formation of the new JPA and the Library Financing Authority. Once those are completed, I believe that the board will have a number of things to consider as outlined in the report and the recommendations: hiring a new library director, strategic planning, reconsideration of hours, and possible ballot measure are examples. I thank you for the opportunity to serve you, and I stand ready to answer any questions and assist you in your efforts in the future as needed.
Board members, any questions on the report?
Or comments?
Comments, please.
I enjoyed it very much because you assimilated a lot of different comments coming from various directions. in the very opening, I guess it's page 2 of yours, it talks again that Santa Fe City County Library System is composed of 10 libraries located in the city of Santa Fe and Mercer County. And there again, it doesn't mention the bookmobile and the virtual.
Oh, I'm sorry.
24/7. And I think that's something that we've tried to incorporate every single time we get a chance in describing the system. It's 10 physical branches and the bookmobile and our virtual services. So
those are very important components.
I don't know if that can be included at this point. Or
I don't see why not.
No, I see why not. We can do that.
That's where we are.
Okay.
Okay.
the rest of it, that did occur in other places throughout, so it was just in that opening place. To my mind, the steps to be taken from this point forward and the timeline seemed kind of optimistic, but we'll face that when we get to them.
It changes as we go, depending on the progress that we make in other areas. I agree.
I had a comment on the table. The comparative information was from 2009 to 2010, which was sort of our worst year.
Right.
And, but presumably that was the most recent year you could get data that would compare.
It was. There were two factors. One was that the time that's covered in the report,
mm-hmm.
and so I stood true to that time frame. And then secondly, what was available. And typically we send information to the California State Library each year, and it's always a year behind. So that was part of the reason.
Yeah, the only reason I think about it is that we didn't really reflect very well in it because that was our low point. And
that's
I'm
right.
thinking if we use a report for various reasons, you know, we might want to be using this for recruitment or, you know, when we, I mean, I did appreciate that you put in the 2013-2014 data, but I was a little disappointed that it was, we've come so far since 2009.
It feels like ancient history.
It does,
yeah.
And especially since so much has happened. I mean, our materials budget alone has tripled since then. So anyway, that was not, I don't know what you can do about that, but.
Thank you.
Anyone from the public who would like to make a statement regarding the report? Ask a question, smile and wave, and we'll bring it back, accept the report. I believe we need a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
One second, actually. Martha, do you want that as direction in advance of recruitment? I mean, it looks like it's a plug-and-play kind of data set, so, I mean, it doesn't have to be something that Deborah does, but I think it could be something that we do internally before something comes out.
We have those two corrections.
I think that
no
the additions, I would move that the report be accepted with the additions that
were
suggested.
Okay. By Cynthia. Good.
That's
okay,
the second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yes. Moving on to written communications, any comments? Incident logs? We don't have any more time to comment on the incident logs. Anyone from the public? No? Then I will open the floor once again for anyone, for any items not on this evening's agenda from the public. I'd like to take their 3 minutes to speak their piece.
That would be me. My name is Ed Silvera, founder of Villa Brant Safforti Preservation, and also a member of the Brant Safforti Community Network. We were wondering if there's been any progress pertaining to the Brant Safforti Community Room. The Brant Safforti Library has a lot of history with community support, meaning they came up with funds to establish that library. And part of that process was to have a community room. The genealogy, in fact, room started, which of course has been very successful here, but they outgrew it. But the issue is it has a history of being like an interpretive center pertaining to historical orientation. And I apologize, I don't have my notes with me. But I have been speaking to somebody that's looked into it, but I haven't heard back, so I figure I'd just check with, hoping maybe that person would be here. But we've also offered to donate a glass case. Now, our society has a little history regarding glass cases in the past, but we have a better one that locks and such, and we'd be willing to donate it for purposes for rare books or things that are donated pertaining to the community history. Now, Brant's 40, most people aren't aware of it, but we're the first, our villa was established in 1797, and we're the first coastal community on the coast of California, which makes the area there extremely significant. And to have an area, being we don't really have a museum or an interpretive center, that could be a start, which has already established, you know, when it originally opened up for along those purposes. So I hope we can get your support and look into the matter, or if anybody has any knows anything about the progress, we'd be interested in knowing about that as well. And so that's the new news.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll leave that in our interim director's capable mm-hmm. hands. Move on to our current meeting schedule. It looks like we're probably going to meet in September and October. And we'll be breaking the bottle of champagne for our heads in October as opposed to September due to summer schedules and
Well, I just wanted to ask generally what we foresee is our schedule from this point forward.
I would be interested in that as well. I'm just beginning to hear this week that the vote on the Joint Powers Board Agreement is getting to the agendas of jurisdictions, but I haven't heard that it's on all four jurisdictions yet.
You'd like it to take place when?
This in August, if possible.
Yeah.
Capitola was planning the second meeting in August.
Okay.
Nicole,
is here? Well, I think most of the jurisdictions were trying for the fall, so September at the earliest. I think we've already passed the deadline for Capitola agenda for that meeting.
The first one, but not the second.
Oh, this is our second one.
Right.
So I'd have to talk to Jamie about that. We're just getting back, and then we're incorporating all the changes in the documents.
So are we saying that when do you feel you'll be ready to pass it on to the municipality to agenda us?
I just got comments from a couple of the jurisdictions, so I'm going to incorporate those and then pass them by the council again. So as soon as we can get that done, then they can get forwarded to the jurisdictions.
So it'll go to the board of supervisors?
Right. We usually start with the cities and then circulate back to the board of supervisors.
Oh, so you're not... You're talking about them going to the councils first, then to the board.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so it would go to the board final week in August, is what you're thinking?
It looks like September.
September.
Well, the reason I bring this up is, given all these other things that Deborah mentioned lie before us, and I am thinking of a revenue measure and the why. I feel a certain urgency to light the fire under this. I mean, we want to be thorough, we want to take the comments, incorporate them, et cetera, but so much has to happen in terms of both the governance and the MRE, and as we all know, can't begin hiring a new director until the new governance structure is in place, and what was mentioned in the report as just in a sentence, the division of funds for the various projects, I think we all know is hardly a trivial discussion. And I don't think we can begin to contemplate a revenue measure till that gets resolved, because it'll be an exercise in futility. We all know that. So, and I think most people paying attention know how many revenue measures are in the works. You know, the schools are going for mm-hmm. one apparently this fall, and then transportation.
It's going to be a busy, busy ballot.
It's going to be a
busy ballot with a lot of dollar signs. And we know that in the hearts and minds of the public, they love libraries, but the particulars can get very messy. So I would just ask
all those who are in a position, whoever you may be here, to really make this schedule a priority, because we cannot put together a winning campaign in April for a June election. That is impossible. It's going to take a lot of work. And in November, there's just going to be that much more competition. So that is my concern.
And my concern is we're not letting the bond measure or the distribution of bond funds get in the way of this particular activity, are we? Those involved?
I don't think so, but the point is, if we're just kind of waiting for schedules, it's just throwing everything further on down and compressing a tight schedule on the other.
Carlos, I didn't even see you there. I'm sorry.
Hi. No, it's not being held up by that at all.
Good, mm-hmm. Good, because we don't want to put any carts in front of horses.
Right. No.
Excellent. I agree with Cynthia, but I just don't think the timeline is significantly different than what we're proposing. I mean, if the jurisdiction's just got the comments back and they're being incorporated into by the county, and then it has to go to county council for, as they always do, and mm-hmm. I want to say John, but you know what I'm talking about, your current city attorneys, then the timeline is the exact same, that the earliest that it could get back to the jurisdictions is basically for an agenda by the end of the month, and then you would have to do your approvals, and it would have to come to us at a meeting in September. So I don't see there being any greater expedition than that process based on the process. So I think we're all in the same boat of interest to that, but that still sounds like it's coming to the board in September. Mm-hmm. But one thing I think we could all do is encourage our lawyers to be faster than not.
That is my point.
But I'm saying that you can call George and we'll be sure to call Dana and say, mm-hmm. don't take a month to read the commas because they like to do that. But that's what lawyers do. But I mean, as far as actually getting agendized on our things, I think that's the schedule.
Any other comments? Report. So hopefully we'll be seeing that for our September meeting in some form.
Yes.
At least get a report on what municipalities have passed.
Exactly.
Marcus, good to see you. I want to give you the opportunity to say hi and say it's all good. I don't know that we've earned our money in less than a half an hour or something. I'm just trying to do this. The next meeting will be September 14th because of Labor Day. Cynthia.
I want to go back to schedule. So, Janice, can you tell me, or anyone else connected with county or jurisdictions, what has been anticipated in terms of a recruitment process, timeline, et cetera? I mean, it does seem to me people can think about this before transfer.
I don't have specific information about that, just estimates that people make about how long the recruitment would take, but no one has discussed anything definite with me.
You guys have anything to add to that?
I don't have
Well, the players are known. It's not I'll just leave it at that, but the players in the transfer of governance are known, and it would seem to me to be to everyone's advantage for them to anticipate at least a broad brush of how they're going to proceed on this, because that recruiting for a library director is also, to do a good job, it's a long process.
There will probably be somewhat of a discussion on Thursday at the facilities financing because it's on the agenda, so there might be some thoughts expressed then this Thursday.
Well, I would hope we can get beyond thoughts. And I honestly don't know to whom I should direct that feeling. But or you can waste a lot of time.
Well, given that the assumption is that this will become an administrator-based system soon, at least the JPA, I think you can have that conversation with Martine in advance of Thursday about that you wanted to advocate for being prepared to do that recruitment faster, sooner than later.
Yeah, setting stage. It's on their agenda.
Yes. It is on the agenda.
And I've already met with Candy about it.
Okay.
So I think that's our best, all of our,
okay.
our best efforts. So we will adjourn to the next meeting, which is September 14th at 6:30 at the Aptos Branch Library. Good night, everyone. Thank you.